This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We were on the road last week, New York City to be precise, for a live stage show, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Numbers. It is, in point of fact, why I'm in Chicago today, but last week it was the 92nd Street Y, and I want to play one of the interviews we did that night. We had the ballerina Misty Copeland on with us. She is a soloist with the American Ballet Theater in New York, and she really doesn't fit into how ballet traditionally thinks about the numbers, so I asked her to tell us about that.
I started dancing when I was 13 years old, which is what we're told is far too old to start dancing. Again, as you were saying, I didn't come from the background that would have put me in an atmosphere where I would have been exposed to anything having to do with classical ballet or classical music. I'm African American, which is very rare to find in elite classical companies. I'm 5'2". I probably have a bust bigger than most ballerinas. Yeah. All of those numbers, they just don't add up to create a classical dancer.
There was a point in your years at ABT where they said, and I loved this so much, they said you don't fit the pattern in a lot of ways, but that you need to lengthen.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us the story of ballerinas lengthening. I mean, because that is also a number-driven thing. It's about your weight.
It is. Well, so much of it is. You know, I'm 5'2", again, and that's on the very short side for a dancer. And there literally are exact proportions that you have to be a ballerina. So that's something that you're constantly thinking about as your body's changing and becoming a woman, or, you know, you're growing. And so all of those things didn't really, they weren't ideal for what a ballerina should be. And yes, I was told to lengthen. My muscle tends to get bulky if I don't train in the correct way.
What does that mean, train in the correct way?
I think it's just having an understanding of how to feed your body and nurture it. And so it took me a while to understand how to take care of it and kind of ignore those numbers, because no matter what, I'm going to be who I am.
Amen. That's the name of the game. Stop worrying and love the numbers. This next question is a little bit outside the strict numerical definition of this conversation, but it is clearly something that you care so much about. It's in your book, and we've talked about it already. This idea that you are an African-American woman in an incredibly white profession, to the point where you even talk about applying white makeup when you were dancing. I think it was Swan Lake, right? You were
Giselle. And
Because they don't want you to not be looking like everybody else.
Yes, that's kind of just a part of the history and the tradition of ballet. I think I was the only African-American woman in American Ballet Theater for 10 years of my career. There is now another African-American girl in the Corps de Ballet. She's been there for about three or four years. But yes, that's just a part of what we've always done. You want the Corps de Ballet to blend and become one. And it's always been harder, especially in these top companies, where they just kind of want to keep that uniformity and they don't want one brown-skinned swan to stand out so that you would then pancake your body, that's what we call it, to make you fit in with the rest of the company.
Even still?
I don't do that anymore. Yeah. But it is something that most companies still do.
You talk a lot as you were getting into ballet to begin with. You're a 13-year-old girl. You are plucked out really from the Boys and Girls Club down in San Pedro, California, and you're put in a ballet class, and you start doing the ballet positions, first, third. I mean, ballet is literally by the numbers.
It literally is. It kind of just like runs my life every single morning, besides learning the five positions from the time you enter a ballet studio. You also learn how to count a phrase of music. And then, usually when you first start, which is an eight count, which is why they always say dancers can't count further than eight.
do you still count in your head? How do you do it?
Well, that's the thing, is when you're learning choreography or you're learning music that you're not familiar with, you have to count it so that you know where you are within the musical phrases and how that relates to the choreography you're doing. With that said, once you get on stage, you have to forget those numbers and just perform.
Her book is called Life in Motion. Misty Copeland, thank you so much.
Thank you.
After Chicago tomorrow night, the next and final stop for How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Numbers is back home in Los Angeles. It is Saturday, November the 8th. Me in conversation with Amy Poehler and Norman Lear at Royce Hall out on the UCLA campus. Tickets at marketplace.org.